Thank you. I think this is my first
Gotcha.
time hosting a Zoom meeting, so
Oh.
right. I just started recording right now. Okay, so I do have a couple of questions to ask that was provided by my professor. So my first question is, what is your full name? Feel free to, I can honestly just write down Nick if you're more comfortable with that.
Yeah, totally. So my name is Nicholas Garcia. I know what we're talking mostly in the context of drag. So in drag, my name is Alpha Andromeda.
As I knew already, I actually wanted to share, you were hosting the first drag show I ever went to,
Oh, no
which
way.
was such an experience for me. So fun.
Glad you enjoyed.
And so my next question for you is, what cultures do you identify with? So basically, this project is like a cultural mapping project for my anthropology class. And I was actually interested in interviewing you through the like I'm so sorry, the organization that we ended up choosing, which was Queer Silicon Valley. And I know drag queens of Silicon Valley fall underneath that. So that's how I ended
Absolutely.
up. So that would be kind of like the context of this question, if that helps at all.
Yeah,
What
definitely.
cultures would you identify with at all?
Yeah, definitely within queer culture, but also going deeper into drag culture, particularly Bay Area drag culture is such a niche group, and getting deeper into that, San Jose and like South Bay specific drag is so culturally close because it's a small community and most of us are in like one group chat. So it is a very small culture. And aside from that, just ethnic background also, I identify with my Chinese and Mexican background.
Are you actually from San Jose?
Yeah, well, Santa Clara, but born and raised in, South
So that's so cool. I actually
Bay.
just moved here for college. That's the only reason I'm here, is from San Jose State. I'm from Fresno, if you're familiar with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So my next question would be to tell me about your artistic slash creative endeavors, as in what do you do? But obviously that's already drag. If you have anything else to add to that.
I mean, mostly I got into drag because I was in school for fashion merchandising. So my background is in fashion. I also have an AA in art, so studio art as well. And then drag sort of encompasses that really, where it's studio art, fashion, and makeup as well. So, yeah.
Seems like very natural talents to yourself, honestly.
Thank you.
So what role do you have in promoting this art form? I know you host a lot, but I know because I did actually see you on the Queer Silicon Valley website. I don't know if you have anything to do with them or if they were just kind of like had featured you.
I had no idea I was there, but cool. Love that.
Right.
What was that role in the community?
Yeah, sorry. So, what role do you have in promoting this art form? It says, are
Totally.
you an artist or performer or organizer? So obviously performer, but if you have any sort of like other roles other than that.
Right. So I'm definitely a performer, but as a drag performer and also a host specifically, it's typically the host who will book all the talent for a show.
Okay.
So I'm doing my own organizing, my own promoting. So it's really encompassing both performer and organizer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Thank you. I didn't even know that,
Oh,
honestly.
yeah.
Okay, so how does your art form express your culture identity? Or how do you enjoy doing so, or like incorporating your culture identity into your performance?
Yeah, so I mean, drag culture is always a caricature of gender. And I feel like blowing gender out of proportion is a huge part of the queer experience, and being able to sort of laugh about gender roles and take the seriousness out of it for a second.
Absolutely. Definitely. I can tell in your performances as well, you have such a good time.
Oh, totally. Gotta let loose a little.
Absolutely. So my next question is, in your art, what influence does your culture have on what you do? Could you tell me any of a specific time your culture shaped the way you did your art?
Ooh. I mean, drag is in itself referential. It's always referencing pop culture, referencing past culture. Mm-hmm. And I think drag, when it's really well done, is an homage to past drag performances and sort of a nod there. So I think it's sharing things that past drag artists have done, reinterpreting them for modern culture, and sort of tying everything back into a whole queer experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love it. Great answers, by the way. Sorry, these are like a little obscure, but you're totally doing great. Next question for you is, how do other cultures, potentially not ones that you identify with, influence your work? Anything outside of specifically, I know this is a weird question, but.
But I think that also is, again, going back to how much drag parodies and caricatures any sort of culture. And in that, it's so adaptable, and you can really kind of make anything drag in a really weird way. Like, some of my favorite performances have been the most like not drag thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, there was one time I saw a queen just sit as if she were in like a restaurant and order wine and then devoured a baguette. And it sounds so stupid. It's really just sitting in a restaurant. Right. And it was the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen, just in the way that she made it over the top. So really taking like everyday cultural experiences and turning it into this ridiculous something that it's completely not.
I love that. Honestly, that was a perfect answer. That was so funny. Next is, what would you want the next generation of people in your culture, whether that's like your ethnic background or maybe like drag culture, what would you want them to take away from your work or performance?
I think an overall sense of community, because that's one thing that I went into drag not necessarily thinking about, but one thing that has become such a big focus for me is community building and community organizing. I didn't come into this planning on running shows and bringing audiences together, but it just kind of happened. And now I really appreciate the effect that drag has on any of our audiences, on how we have a tight-knit group of queens and kings and non-binary performers who all have like gathered around drag. And I think inherently we will still see a sense of community within drag because it's just how it is.
Yeah.
But I hope people really drive it forward more and strengthen community bonds and seek ways to build more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love to hear it. Another question I have is, are there other organizations that you work with, possibly like as part of your performances or any of like the events that you show out? And
yeah,
names or what are they?
So, I mean, obviously there's Nightlife. I work a lot at Splash, all three of them. I do a couple other like gigs when I can, but mostly what I do is I work with Silicon Valley Pride. So I do their monthly drag brunch and pretty much whatever else they ask me to. And they have been such an awesome, awesome organization just to be like the right hand for. Basically, if someone asks them for a drag queen for something, they ask me like, when are you available?
The go-to. I love it.
Exactly. It's awesome.
Top of the list. Next is asking for photographs, if you're willing to share. I know you have plenty on your Instagram, if you're comfortable with me referencing from there.
Yeah, take whatever you need.
You got some good ones. I just saw the Mars Attacks look that you did for Halloween. It looked so good, honestly. That was like, used to be one of my favorite movies. Still is, but.
No way. I am so proud of that one. So if you look at the red swirls on that, I hand painted all those.
Right.
And then my friend, actually another queen, made the dress and then we rhinestoned it together. It was, again, such a good collaboration and I'm so happy with how it turned out.
It looked amazing. Quite the labor of love.
Yes, definitely.
I think that's about all the questions that I have. Honestly, this was so nice to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise.
I don't know if you have anything else to mention, maybe about any sort of like drag reference or anything that like I might be able to like add about like culture, if you have anything. You gave me some amazing answers, but I don't know if there's anything else that you had left to mention.
Nothing I can think of. Right. If you need, you can literally DM me for any more sort of blurbs. I am happy to provide.
Thank you so much. Seriously, again, thank you so much for your time too, making the time out of the day. I very much appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad to.
I think we're all set. I did send you those forms too. I just need them to like turn in. My project's not due for a while, but whenever you get the chance as well.
Totally. I'll try and get it to you this week so I don't forget.
Absolutely. I can always send a reminder through DM as well. I definitely understand you're very busy. So not a problem. Totally.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Seriously, a pleasure. I hope to be seeing you again sometime soon.
Yes.
Have a great rest of your night. Thank you again.
You too. All right.
Bye.